With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. The Army Corps of Engineers is testing a new reservoir that Savannah will need as a result of the deepening of the harbor. The Savannah Morning News reports construction is complete on the $43.5 million structure. The reservoir is needed because deepening the river will sometimes allow water with higher chloride levels to reach the city's water intakes. The chloride in that water is not expected to exceed clean water standards, but it does make the water more corrosive, so it could eat away at pipes leaching lead and copper into drinking water. The right whale calving season ended Saturday with no babies spotted for the first time on record. Experts say that's worrisome news for the critically endangered species. But deaths of adult whales are a bigger threat. The Brunswick News reports officials are considering closing fisheries in the northern U.S. to protect the whales, which can get tangled in fishing lines. Canadian regulators have closed the snow crab fishery in one area. 17 right whales died last year in the U.S. and Canada, and one has died this year. Researchers say there are only about 450 whales in total. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office has launched a new app focused on school threats. WTOC reports the app, called P3 Tips, aims to improve communication. It allows people to report threats to schools directly to law enforcement. Sheriff's Office officials say they hope the app will help curb rumors. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.